Dogs, obviously a big fan of your show. No, I am. I don't know why you laugh.
Okay.
I don't have to say that.
I'm a big fan of Annie in Bed on the weekends. No, I'm serious.
What I do like, though, is your true crime club.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a show on Stan, and I was like, Logs, have you seen this? And you were like, no. I'm like, mate, as a true crime club fan, surely you got to get amongst it.
I know, I haven't yet, though.
So I took it upon myself to do my own crime club.
Oh, amazing.
Take a listen.
Crime Club with Andy. Yeah. Here we go. I've got the lowdown on all things crime. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Woo! I love a crime club. I love a crime club. Get amongst it with Andy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get amongst Crime Club with Andy.
Oh my God, there's more.
Crime Club.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is a crime. So I see what you've done there. I see what you've done there. And I appreciate the synergy.
So Maddie in the Pots and Pans is like, mate, just get in there, do a bit of freestyle. Like, just do whatever comes naturally. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I'll cut it down.
Oh, it's just something usable.
I thought he would cut it down and maybe auto-tune my voice a little bit as well.
No, I love it.
No.
I love it. And you know what? No one will mix it up with Loggy's Crime Club because it is completely different.
Oh, wow.
Well done, mate.
Anyway,
that was beautiful.
Very embarrassed about that.
No, I love it.
But I've been watching Dr. Death.
Oh, I've heard a lot about this. Is this the one with the guy from Dawson's Creek?
So Dawson's Creek, he was Pacey in Dawson's Creek. Yeah. He was also Charlie in the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, of course.
Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is his first sort of major role since Dawson's Creek, and he plays a neurosurgeon, Dr. Dunch. Now, this guy is a weirdo.
Okay.
So, and all this sort of stuff is, it was from 2011 to 2014. So
pretty recent.
Pretty recent. I've got a little bit of the trailer. Have a listen to this.
I can't make sense of this.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite. He's either the most incompetent surgeon I've ever crossed paths with, or he's a sociopath.
Oh.
Logs, 8 episodes. They go for about 47 minutes each.
Okay.
I am, like, I'm in that awkward battle at the moment where I'm like, it's bedtime, but I want to watch another episode.
Yeah, and also sometimes it's hard to watch crime when it is bedtime because then it's like having cheese before bed.
No, because it's not, because I always like, oh, you're out of Dawson's Creek. You're not too scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not scary crime.
Okay.
Like, it's scary what he did to people. That's creepy as. But in terms of watching it before bed, no dramas whatsoever.
Okay.
I haven't had any nightmares.
All right, good.
Definitely, though, you have to put it on your list.
So what is it about it that you like? Is it the characters? Is it the story? Does it keep you, like, guessing every episode? And you're like, is there a cliffhanger at the end of every episode? Like,
well, it's like, how is he not being caught and why is he still practicing? Surely someone needs to revoke his license so he stops operating on people, because it's not just one mistake that happens where he's left someone paralysed. It's not two mistakes where all of a sudden he's accidentally cut someone's voice box. It's not three mistakes. It happens over the course of 3 years.
So these mistakes just keep happening.
And he tries to blame someone else and it's like, dude, surely you need to get caught and put behind bars. So that's where we're at the moment. It's like, he's still operating.
All right. So normally in a Loggies Crime Club, I give it a rating out of 5 and I give it a closure rating out of 5 as well.
Oh, so I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've still got 2 episodes to go.
That's okay. That's all right. What are you giving it out of 5, the actual series at the moment?
Out of 5, honest review, 4.8.
4.8. We're going high early.
I can't fault it because I'm left wanting more each episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you'll have to give us a closure review. I'm guessing because it was a true crime and it's kind of wrapped up that the closure rating's going to be 5 out of 5 as well.
I reckon you could be spot on there, Logs. But check it out. It is on Stan, Dr. Death.
I'm going to.
Well worth a watch.
I'm going to steal your password.